We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Fabulous Christine Stewart, brains behind ctnewsjunkie.com, is with us. Did you call in a delayed opening for your staff today?
Well, we don't have any staff, but it's a snow day for the kids, so we are stuck.
Oh my, nice.
You have Doug do it. You go out and do the Christmas shopping.
I'd rather stay at home.
That's done.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. I'm impressed.
I'd rather stay at home.
Well, because it's been kind of slow, although tomorrow it ramps up with the big special session everybody's been waiting for, but not the big special session, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
We have a special session coming up on, they're going to vote on the hospital settlement. So Connecticut is going to be paying the Connecticut hospitals $1.8 billion over 7 years.
How much of this is newly negotiated by the current administration, and how much of it was negotiated by the previous administration?
I want to say that most of this negotiation that is part of this settlement was the new administration.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the lawsuit was filed in 2016. This litigation has been ongoing, and this was a challenge to the taxing scheme that was implemented in 2012 by former Governor Malloy's administration. So, this has been a long time coming.
Did you get an MBA? Follow all this stuff, you need to do that.
Yeah, seriously.
It's very complicated.
It is.
They're apparently supposed to be doing also the tip credit, the restaurant bill. But we haven't really heard anything about that. They had the public hearing on it back in, I want to say, September. But there hasn't been much discussion of that.
But they can't just, tomorrow when the legislators show up, they can't just say, hey, in half an hour we're going to do a special session on the restaurant bill. Don't they have to call it?
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, give us the parliamentary procedure.
Yeah.
So policy and procedure is that all four caucuses have to, the leaders of all four caucuses have to sign off on an emergency order. So to call themselves into emergency certification of the legislation, to call themselves into a special session. And so that's what will happen with these.
Hey, seriously, what's your sense, since, as Joe mentioned, the big one is not going to be played with this time around, maybe into next year, and I'm not sure that's going to happen. But have you counted noses in the room as to who would be for it, who would be against it?
You know, I think that the restaurant legislation is pretty much all four caucuses are are allowed to go, forward with that. I think that last Friday there was a public hearing on the hospital settlement, and I think that some lawmakers are a little bit skeptical because they're asking themselves, what happens if in the next 7 years we come across a recession and we've guaranteed this money to the hospitals? It means we're going to have to cut funding from something else due to this deal.
What about the tolls thing? I mean, that's after the first of the year, if that happens. But what's their sense on that? They just letting that slide for now?
So Governor Lamont is holding up bonding for municipalities he gets this transportation package passed.
Which they're all really thrilled at.
They really are, believe me.
Yeah, I mean, $60 million for Town Aid Road has been denied municipalities this year. I mean, it's basically they know that the state is going to pay it eventually.
Yeah,
hopefully.
But
the money is supposed to be released in January after they approve this transportation plan. So,
do you think, Chris, that they need to do? Several people spoke up, including the representative we talked to from Simsbury, whose name escapes me now, who's a Democrat, who says, I'm not voting
for Representative Hampton.
Yes, Hampton, exactly.
You're good,
thank you, very
thanks.
Good. So can you read anything else that's on my mind? Don't tell me. but anyways, he said he thinks they need to have a public hearing on this. Is the governor feel that way? Is he tone deaf on that? Where does he? Can they just try to ram this through?
They could try to ram it through. They do actually, though, if they're going to do any sort of legislation, they do need to have some sort of public hearing on this. I think Governor Lamont has kind of backed off his decision to hold a bunch of town hall meetings in the lead up to this. Yeah. But I think that there definitely has to be a public hearing on this, and I don't think lawmakers would allow him to get away with not having one.
All right. Yeah, a couple of stories you have at CTNewsJunkie.com. One that I thought was rather delightful, a nice seasonal kind of thing. Here's a photo of Ned Lamont, his lovely wife Annie, and I guess who's that, Len Fasano? I don't know who that is. He's got Santa Claus with him.
No, it's not Len Fasano. It's Santa Claus.
Oh, so Len Fasano is... Okay, but anyway, he's basically kind of...
What are you, the afternoon show?
He's based... No, he's basically... I'm going to have Bob Stefanoski on, though, next. But anyway, he apparently is more a more benign presence than his predecessor. He's willing to talk to people.
Yeah, I would say that he's willing to talk to people. He's willing to have a sense of humor and joke around. I know that Governor Malloy thought humor was kind of
I don't think he had humor.
Time,
I don't think he had humor. None. Okay, what? Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm here. No, I mean, I think that Governor Lamont and Senator Fasano actually have a really interesting relationship in that they are very friendly with each other, and I think that they want to be bipartisan, but I think that Governor Lamont sometimes makes that very tough.
Is it more antagonistic with the House Republican leader?
I would probably say that would be accurate.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry to get you to do that stuff.
Thank you for hopping on short notice. I know we didn't wake you up with a little one. So
no, you did not.
Have a great happy Christmas to you, Doug, and your little one, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hope so.
Thanks.
Thanks, Christine. The great Christine Stewart, CT News Junkie.
And indeed she is. You're not exaggerating.
.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.